Oh, that's my son. Hey, what's going on? They're having a video shot here, and it's about Bernie Sanders coming to town, and they know that we're all Trump supporters.
What happens when you put Bernie Sanders in a room full of Trump voters?
I was shocked. I was like, oh.
Not as bad as they had told you, huh?
This is not how he's portrayed.
It's complicated. But then again, so is West Virginia.
This is West, by God, Virginia.
A state that voted blue for almost 80 years straight until it flipped hard to become the second reddest state in the country.
This is a state where Donald Trump got 70%.
Really?
It's easy to assume that West Virginia will be red forever, but I'm not so sure. I live here, and I talk to a lot of Trump voters about floods that leveled their homes, power bills that climb every year, and you'd be surprised how many of them sound like Bernie Sanders.
The billionaires, they don't need a tax break.
They're trying to give all the billionaires and rich people breaks. That's the opposite of what you should be doing.
So when I heard that Bernie was rolling through, I wanted to know, can a Democratic socialist from Vermont, who's not even running for president, connect in the heart of Trump country?
All right, where should I sit? I'm in the middle of here.
And what would it mean for the rest of the country if he did?
You started with Trump, and then now your whole volunteer.
A whole volunteer for Bernie Sanders.
He's just ultra-liberal. He's a socialist.
I'm sorry to get everybody in trouble here.
And me? I got to drive him around in my truck and find out.
Senator, welcome back to West Virginia. I know it's not your first time here.
No, it is not. I've been here several times, and I must tell you, I love the state, actually. It's a beautiful state, and I very much enjoy the people. Very down-to-earth, working-class people. You know, we campaigned here very vigorously.
Yeah.
In 2016.
Yes.
And we had to take on Hillary Clinton and Joe Manchin and the whole Democratic Party establishment. We went to places where politicians don't usually go, including McDowell County, down in the southern part of the state.
Bernie Sanders, who joins me now.
We are the only major country on earth that doesn't guarantee health care to all people as a right. What do you think? Do you think we should join other countries and guarantee health care as a right of all?
Yeah, I think every American citizen should have health care.
We ended up winning West Virginia. We won every single county in the state.
In 2016, Bernie didn't just win West Virginia. He shocked everybody who thought they had this place figured out.
We've won a big victory in West Virginia.
But that was just a Democratic primary in 2016. The real question is, how does Bernie's message land with Trump voters in 2025?
All right, I'm going to ask you a question, and then you come back to me. Sound good? All right, talk about health care here in Mingo County. What's the story? I see a hand right woman right here. Please stand up.
Hi, my name is Sheila Rose, and I ended up back in Mingo County where I grew up after a chronic illness paralyzed me about 4 years ago. I've come a long way since then, but anytime I need to see a specialist, it's a two-hour trip. Anytime I need a referral to a new specialist, it's a six-month wait. There is no way to stay healthy in Mingo County.
Mingo County is in the southern coal fields of West Virginia. For generations, people here dug the coal that lit America's cities and kept the factories running. Now, the coal jobs are mostly gone. And what's left is poverty on a scale that rivals anywhere in the United States.
It's crying at the grocery store, choosing between paying a bill or having food in the cabinet or the refrigerator. It affects your health, and then you don't have health care. Child care is ridiculously expensive, so it's very stressful.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mingo County, like the rest of the state, went big for Donald Trump. So we followed up with some of his voters over biscuits and coffee to find out what that's all about.
I would have been nervous with a lot of different, like, you know, celebrities or politicians, but you just seem so
normal, like a, you're like obviously just like a normal human.
Yeah, and I'm waiting for the damn breakfast now. I'm starving.
No, we already ate. Oh.
I would love to take an inventory of just personal politics in the last couple of years. Can we start off with that?
You're going to start with me.
Yeah, we'll start with you. Yeah.
I am independent, but I lean conservative. Not as much anymore as I used to, but I did vote for Trump, but I did post on my Facebook page, instead of I voted, I put I vomited because I didn't want to, but I didn't. You know,
yeah,
it is what it is.
I voted Republican. I agree with some things of Trump, but most I do not right now.
Right.
I do not. No.
And John, what's that like for you?
Well, this is my first time voting because I was just turned 18 right before I was able to vote. So I voted for Trump, but I'm primarily a Democrat.
Senator, who'd you vote for?
It wasn't Trump. Let me throw out a question.
Yeah.
You are living, shock of all shocks, in the wealthiest country in the history of the world. Do you feel that down here?
No. People are not surviving. We just had our food bank yesterday. We usually pack for 80 people. We served 102 yesterday. It is getting worse. Nobody's surviving right now.
My husband works at the hospital, and there are several ODs every single day.
Jeez. Only a town of 6,000.
Yeah, we're not a big town.
Several ODs every day?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Let me ask you this, and you may not know the answer. Nobody does, because, again, this is not just the West Virginia issue. We got it terrible in Vermont. So why are people doing drugs?
In my thing that I see, because I work a lot in addiction, is it's mental health issues.
It's what? Mental
health? Mental health issues.
Lack of jobs.
Lack of jobs, poverty, lack of support for our veterans.
You find many veterans doing drugs?
Oh, yes.
And homeless.
And homeless.
And that irritates me. They stood up, they fought for our country, and we can't even afford to give them housing.
I always wondered, how did so many drugs get into this state? We have thoughts about that. How many? How did so many? Yeah.
The doctor's pushing it.
Talk about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, my mother was an addict, and that's how she got addicted. Was she had a back injury. The doctor kept prescribing medicine. Eventually, that medicine didn't work, and she had to start doing the harder stuff. Sadly, she passed away from a drug overdose.
That is.
So, I mean, I understand the addiction part of it.
Yeah.
And it's hard to fight. And addiction just doesn't affect the person that's doing it, it affects the whole family, the whole area.
Grow up around this kind of poverty long enough, and you start to lose faith in the political system that allowed it to happen. While Trump may put up huge numbers at the ballot box, nearly half of West Virginians don't even show up to vote at all. One of the highest non-voting rates in the country.
And I think the message is not complicated. People throughout the country, especially in rural areas, feel neglected. They are hurting financially. The Democratic Party, by and large, has kind of ignored those people, turned its back on them.
Not always, though, right?
Not always. Oh, no, no.
Especially here. I mean, it was 80 years of Democrats before it flipped.
You got it. This was one of the strongest Democratic states in the country. Your strong union state, working class state. But I think what happened in West Virginia is a perfect example of the decline of the Democratic Party nationally.
To understand what happened to the Democratic Party in West Virginia, you need to understand the history of coal.
I'm a mine worker, generational mine worker. We built these towns, all of us.
There was a time when coal companies controlled almost everything, and speaking out against the boss could get you beaten, evicted, or worse. But in 1921, all of that boiled over at the Battle of Blair Mountain, the largest labor uprising in U.S. history.
Way back when, in the 1920s, it wasn't quite so civil. But we got to respect those people, our ancestors.
The mine wars, our own history here, is kept out of the textbooks, really.
Is that
true? Yeah, it's not in the popular imagination. I mean, that's been scrubbed because I think it's dangerous. You know, it's a threat to power.
Yeah.
Those early fights built the United Mine Workers of America and inspired a national labor movement that won the 8-hour day, paid vacations, and the weekend. And for decades, it was the Democratic Party who defended the unions. So working-class West Virginians kept that fire going at the ballot box. But coal burns fast, and eventually, the flame died out. Within a few decades, we went from over 100,000 coal miners to around 10,000 today. And only a fraction of those still unionized. As the union shrank, so did the backbone of the Democratic Party. So the Democrats shifted their strategy. They left the coal towns and the haulers to chase corporate money and suburban votes someplace else.
For every blue-collar Democrat we will lose in Western PA, we will pick up 2-3 moderate Republicans in the suburbs of Philadelphia. And you can repeat that in Ohio and Illinois and Wisconsin.
The whole valley here was Democrat for years and years, and here the last 5 or 6 years, it has evolved into a red.
West Virginia's turn from deep blue to solid red happened fast, all while hospitals struggled to stay open, classrooms emptied out, and opioids were pumped into these hills. Then came Trump, who promised to turn back the clock.
Coal is coming back. Clean coal is coming back. 100%.
Donald Trump says he's going to bring back jobs to Appalachia, to the coal mining areas.
Yeah, they may do it.
You can see President Trump's bringing in all kind of industry. There's going to be jobs up the kazoo.
Look, yeah. Why is Trump president? It's not complicated, in my view.
Yeah.
The Democratic Party was about protecting the status quo and tinkering around the edges.
Yeah.
You know, we promise you we're not going to do anything bold. We're very bipartisan. We're going to work with the business community. We love billionaires. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. And Trump comes along and says the system is broken.
Nobody knows the system better than me, which is why I alone can fix it.
Yeah.
And you know what? He's right. The system is broken. Now, his solutions only make it worse.
Trump, for all his promises, has not brought the coal industry back. But with the Big Beautiful Bill, his signature piece of legislation, he made his mark on West Virginia. It's estimated that more than 50,000 West Virginians will be cut from Medicaid. At least 7 hospitals in the state are at risk of shutting down, and as many as 84,000 people will lose access to food assistance because of this bill.
So in this bill, Trump's Big Beautiful Bill, why do you think they cut Medicaid? To save government money so that, what?
They can give tax to their donors.
Exactly. It's not only a $1 trillion in tax breaks to the top 1%, it's a huge tax break to large corporations as well.
So why do they need to have a tax break?
All right.
I now use a tax break. Me. I mean, I'm being real. I know I pay like 26% taxes. Like, I could use that money.
Look, these people on top are not nice people. They want more and more. They don't have $1 million. That's chump change.
Yeah.
And we're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars in some case.
When you live here, it feels like a poor country.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
I mean, when you say we're the wealthiest, like you said that several times yesterday, and I was like, is it true, though? Because, like...
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
In aggregate, that's what... Look, if we're sitting here, and I'm worth $1 billion, and all of you are broke, you add it all together, you divide it, we're very wealthy. Right? We're all worth $100 million. But I got $1 billion, and you got nothing. That's America. And if I say that I think the United States should do what every other major country on earth does, guarantee health care to all people as a human right, are you going to think I'm a communist and a terrible person?
I think if people listen, if you talk the way that you did, and you're so reasonable, like they've painted you in a bad light, and it actually makes me very angry because, you know, you see things and you believe it. I'll just be honest, I haven't really seen you talk before. I haven't really, like, I don't follow politics that much. And so the last couple days before this, I started watching some of your speeches and I started, like, watching your interviews, and I was shocked. I was like, oh.
Not as bad as they had told you, huh?
This is not how he's portrayed in the media, right?
We're told that the biggest divide in America is between left and right. But Bernie came here to flip that story on its head.
I think that whether you're in rural West Virginia or in Burlington, Vermont, you got the same exact issues. And I think we don't let people divide us up. We got to come together to fight for all of us.
Over 100 years ago, they called us rednecks because striking workers from all different races wore red bandanas around their necks as they fought and died for respect and a living wage. That history was mostly erased from our textbooks, but it never went away. It's still here, scattered all across the state, if you know where to look.
My grandfather fought at Blair Mountain.
Your grandfather fought at Blair Mountain?
Yes.
What do you think this country at this moment needs to learn from your grandfather who fought at Blair Mountain?
Mm-hmm. Well, you just can't stand and let them step on you. You got to get up and fight.
So that is what our struggle is about, is to take on the greed of these people and say, you know what? You cannot and will not have it all.
Bernie Sanders is 84 years old. He's not running for president. But maybe what he's after is way bigger than one election.
How do we get the corporate wing of the Democratic Party, who is just as guilty of taking money from billionaire causes, to embrace a progressive working class agenda? Because it's about time.
What's your name?
Max.
You're going to lead it, Max. Look, this state was once one of the strongest Democratic states in the country. And I think people gave up on the Democratic Party because the Democratic Party gave up on them. So take it back. Don't ask, take it.
You have been to how many Bernie rallies now?
Three.
And over what period of time did that take place?
2 days. The first night was just like real eye-opening for me. It was like a whole mind shift of my whole belief system of like how we could come together as a people.
Yeah.
We all want our kids to have a safe place to live. We all want our kids to have food. We all want our kids to have health care. Yeah. Like, there's no difference. We all need to fight together.
Yeah.
Because if we're fighting each other, we're not going to ever get anywhere.
Yeah.
So.
Did you expect to walk out of here with a shirt?
I did not expect to walk out of here with a shirt.
Hi, thanks for watching our video. If you like this story and you want more stories like this, be sure to like and subscribe to the channel to get more Perfect Union in your feed. And if you have stories that you want us to investigate, drop them in the comments below.